Time for I've Been Thinking. Who would like to start? Verity, you start.
Sure. I I had one of those defining moments when you know you've reached adulthood the other day. So part of what I've been doing this year is a project called 18 at 18, because I'm a youth ambassador for the YWCA Auckland. So this is what we're doing, one of the projects. And we go around, we interview 18-year-old girls, right? So what is it like to be 18 today? And so I'm 25, and I've basically gone around and spoken to 18-year-old girls, and man, they make me feel absolutely obsolete, you know, in terms of the complexity of things they're dealing with, the resilience with which they're dealing with them. I feel as though they are so much older and so much more mature and so much more equipped than I am. And I'm 25. And the difference between our generations, because they're Gen Z and I'm the end of the millennials, is enormous. And I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. But it also shows the rate of change that's happened within quite a short time bracket, considering that I was at school maybe 6 years before them. And they're I mean, for instance, a good example of this is eco-anxiety. I mean, they're all suffering might not be the right word. They're all carrying a lot of eco-anxiety on a daily level. They're thinking a lot about climate change.
Are they?
Yeah. But they taught me words like solastalgia, which means the loss of a homeland due to climate change and the pain that it causes.
Solastalgia?
Solastalgia, yeah. Have you heard of it?
No.
Yeah.
But that's something interesting that they taught me about it. And all of them have been saying about things like climate change. I never had that, and I would have been 18. Yeah, so 6 years ago when I was at school at 18, no one was thinking about climate change. It just wasn't. Obviously we kind of knew it was a
thing. And that's not far, is it? Just 6 years.
6 years, yeah.
It's been that much a difference.
Yeah, it's been that much change in 6 years.
Wow.
Crazy, hey?
We'll pick up on some of those topics actually in our panel, actually. All right, Peter, for you, I've been thinking
of the Nirvana MTV Unplugged concert of 1993. That's when I was at school, and it had a profound influence on me. And the reason why I've been thinking about that is because they're selling Kurt Cobain's cardigan.
I'm
a lover of cardigan. I'm not wearing one today, but I love my cardigans. And that concert and that cardigan, that grey cardigan, influenced me back in 1993.
Oh, is that a fact? So you were watching that same cardigan? Interesting.
And then RNZ sort of, you know, carried the story on over the weekend about, you know, Kurt Cobain's cardigan.
Well, of course,
sold.
We're cardigan lovers. I'm a cardigan lover.
Of course you are. I do love a good cardigan.
I'm a high fives across the table, being from Dunedin. Myself and a cardigan like this.
I love cardigans. And so, and then it sort of took me back, you know, when I read that story, I thought, wow, it's going to be an expensive cardigan for someone because they're selling it for $200,000 US.
Oh my god!
So, but you know, the nostalgic sort of, you know, the nostalgia that came with it. You know, watching that concert, you know, some great music, Kurt Cobain himself, the atmosphere, you know, of that MTV Unplugged. You know, one of my favorite songs, "All Apologies." You know, that I play, you know, on my Spotify every month or so. You know, to the disappointment of my 12-year-old who still doesn't get the words, the words of Nirvana, and I always remind him, don't worry, it's poetry, you'll get it when you turn 18. So it's it brought back a lot of memories, that one story of selling Kurt's cardigan.
Patches on cardigans, yes or no? On the elbows?
No.
No patches?
No patches.
But buttons up the front?
Buttons up the front.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Cardigans, come on. Cardigan lovers unite here on the panel.
Start Peter, a movement.
Maybe. Peter Farthing, Barry Johnson, lots to discuss on today's panel.